Hello, my name is Kirsty Styles from Mobile Marketing Magazine. I'm here with Matt Hobbs, who is Mobile Product Manager at Just Eat. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Kirsty.
Hello. So, you're here to tell us about Just Eat. Can you tell us the premise behind the service?
Yeah, sure. Basically, we let people order takeaway as easily as they can. So we bring a number of independent online takeaway restaurants around the country. And you can sign up for our service online or on the app, and you can order takeaway to your house. That's the basic premise.
Okie doke. And so it's B2B, but it's also B2C, is that right?
It is, yeah. I mean, the Just Eat brand is predominantly the B2C side, and we bring in the B2B is all our partner restaurants, and we have over 16,000 in the UK, over 32,000 around the world that we work with to bring all different kinds of food to your door.
Cool. And so you guys have seen some pretty impressive growth figures on people using mobile. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. So last year we saw a 350% increase between Q4 of 2011 and 2012. So that's very impressive growth. And at the time, that was mostly across our mobile website with our app. Our iPhone app got released in November last year. So that growth, we're seeing that our consumers want to purchase takeaway to the most convenient channel they're on, which is generally these days a mobile phone.
Okie doke. And so how do you see that playing out? Is the app going to be the most important thing for you going forwards?
I don't know. I mean, if this is going to be specifically the app, but mobile for certain is going to be a huge part of our consumer proposition going forward. I mean, our overall goal in the product team is to make sure that we deliver the easiest experience and the best experience for customers wherever they are, whenever they are, and when they want to order takeaway food. So these days, people are just as likely to be sitting on the couch watching TV and pull out their phone to place an order than to go and, in the old days, perhaps go to another room and fire up a computer and make an order. It's just easier on the phone these days.
Sure. And so you guys are now based in London. You've got a whole dev team in-house. Can you tell us why Just Eat decided to go for that approach?
Well, originally, we actually worked for the first release of the app. We worked with a company called Grapple, who are based in London as well. So they helped work with us to produce the first version of the app. We've now brought the development in-house, and we have a team of developers full-time who are doing some great work getting the current app upgraded with new features. And we've also recently just released the iPhone app in Denmark about 2 weeks ago as well. So everyone's been very busy working on that.
Okay, look. And so you saw the demand and went quickly ahead with the app. Are you going to be bringing out new versions with more features?
Yeah, and the original app that got released in December to use sort of more product partners as a minimum viable product, it was very much our core feature set that allowed our users who were really keen. We'd already seen a huge iPhone demand to have an app on their phone. So we did all the usability work and UX work in-house and the design with our brand to develop a usable product, usability tested this, and made sure that the core features we have from ordering, searching for a restaurant in your that delivered to your area, paying by all the payment methods, including save cards that we offer, those were all in place in the core initial version we released back in November. And since then, we've been working to iterate and add more features in as people request, or as we identify new innovative features that people might want. And additionally, going forward, shortly we'll be releasing an Android app as well, which is very exciting. And
Certainly for me.
yeah. And all of our Android users who are also going, "Where's our app?" And rightly so. We will be getting that app out to them very soon. So that's exciting times.
Okie doke. And so, do you have a proposition for advertisers? Do you see yourselves as a publisher at this stage?
At this stage, no. I mean, we work very closely as we're an aggregator from a consumer and business side. We work very closely with our partner restaurants to make sure their brands are represented on our platform. So at the moment, there isn't really a publishing proposition that we're offering. We do, for our restaurants, for example, offer the opportunity to be sponsored in the results to show at the top of the results, and that's kind of the sort of it is really a marketing publishing exercise for them, but it is within our own network.
Right, I see. And so what is in store for the future of Just App, sorry, Just Eat. Where are you guys going? Are you taking it, your Denmark, UK, are you taking it any
Well,
further?
we have we're in 13 countries already. we originally actually started in Denmark just about 10 years ago, which is very exciting. And then Denmark is our heartland, and we moved to London about 4 or 5 years ago now. We're currently in 13 countries, for example, Spain, France, Canada, also Italy, Norway, India, Brazil.
I'm
bound to forget someone now. Who have I forgotten? I apologize to whichever country I just forgot there, because I'm sure. Oh, Ireland. There we go. Ireland.
good save.
So it grows so fast, you kind of forget who we have. But we're we've generated across globally last year £600 million in revenues across all of our restaurants across the world. So we're a global proposition in that sense. And our next goal for the apps is we'll make sure that all the countries have the apps as they come out, and also we'll keep looking at the marketplace for mobile within the UK and elsewhere to see if other platforms make sense for us or other form factors make sense. But
sure. So do you have unique country considerations? Are there things that work in India that don't work in the UK?
Yeah, and there are definitely things that happen. For example, with the Denmark app that recently went out, there, as the sort of the originator of Just Eat, they have certain features they've tried over the years. We have this concept called Just Delivery, for example. So each country has certain specific features. For the most part, we believe the overall offering of how we deliver will work globally. And as we expand and we sort of work with our core sort of local people in each country, then what we do is sort of try and look to see if there are special features they work with that might actually be useful back in the UK, for example. I mean, it isn't just a one-way street. You know, everyone in each country is trying to innovate and create their own offerings that match what makes sense to the local market. And often innovation here can happen because we find something, say, happens in Brazil, who is the other country I think I forgot, who are a great and very energetic team. And if they generate an idea that can come back to us, we'll spread it out to all the countries.
Sure. And so I think 27%, a quarter of all of your orders were mobile in Q4 2012. Mm. Have you got any idea of what it's going to be like in Q4 2013, more or less?
Oh, that's a hard question to know. I mean, obviously, as a biased mobile product manager, I'd like to say 100%, but people keep telling me that probably won't happen just yet. We're seeing very solid growth, as we saw the 350% growth over the year within that. And as a percentage of our overall usage, we did see significant growth across the year. I mean, I would expect to see that we'd definitely be probably, you know, in the 30%, I think, by the end of the year, if not higher. Okay. I think by getting the app out to Android users, that's definitely going to help. You know, it's been very popular with our iPhone and iPad users, even though we don't have an iPad specific app right now.
Right.
iPad users still use the app. So that kind of market is constantly expanding. And I think these days, a lot of households don't even have a computer in the house still. So you have a mobile phone, it is actually that computer that they don't have. So I'm expecting to see significant growth through this year as well.
So Matt, when you have an idea for a mobile offering, what is it that you guys do at Just Eat?
Well, we have a team who specialise mostly in consumer, and we have a team that specialises in B2B. So what we try and do as a process is identify there's consumer need, whether let's say there's been a review feedback, or we do regular usability labs that kind of test what people are trying to do, and we go out and do surveys, and we have an analytics team in-house who work constantly to try and identify business opportunities. And the first thing we try and do is put together sort of basic business case to identify whether this is actually viable. And what we try and do as much as possible is follow a relatively lean process to say, right, what's the core thing here we're trying to do, which is what we did with the iPhone app originally, was released the smallest minimum viable product feature set, and that's been very successful. Now, obviously, you know, I look at the reviews almost every day, and people are asking for certain things, and I would love to be able to give them all today. But these kind of things all feed into what we do for our next product releases, and we identify that a certain feature is needed, and we evolve from there. So the main thing is that, and we're all very strong believers of this in the team, is that we don't invest, you know, a whole year building something that ends up being popular to only 3% of the people or something. We want to quickly identify something that is going to give huge benefit, or even just a reasonable benefit, to our customers or the business or our restaurant partners as quickly as possible. So we do that by trying to create small projects and then track the KPIs off those to see how they're performing. And if they're going well, then we expand the project out. And if they're not, then that's something that we'll kind of like leave alone for now. Maybe we'll tweak and adjust to see if we've missed something out. But generally, the goal is to try and be as lean as possible and actually keep things moving forward and with constant product innovation, improving the product, but not at the cost of long big bang deliveries, which has consistently shown to not give as much value as people think.